Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really exciting lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the fascinating world of AI art, specifically comparing Midjourney V7 and Flux. That's right, it's a hot topic right now, especially with all the buzz around how these two tools are transforming creative workflows. And I can't wait to hear your insights on this, Alex. So what's the deal with Midjourney, V7 versus Flux? What are they really all about? Great question. Think of Midjourney, V7, and Flux as two powerful engines driving the AI art revolution. Midjourney V7 is like a high-end Ferrari focused on creating stunning visuals, while Flux operates more like a heavy-duty Ford F-350, built for versatility and precision. Oh, wow. That's actually a really interesting analogy. So they both have their strengths, but they serve different purposes.
Oh.
Exactly. And I see this play out all the time in creative shops. Just last week, our founder Curtis was generating a thumbnail background and got frustrated. He wanted a cyberpunk street scene with a neon sign that said, "Click now." Sounds straightforward enough, right? But when he used Midjourney V7, the sign ended up reading "Clork New." It's like the AI had a few too many drinks before starting work. That's hilarious, but also kind of frustrating. So why does that happen? Well, with Midjourney V7, verbose prompts often confuse the AI. In fact, research shows it muddles things over 54% of the time with long instructions. Wow, that's quite a statistic. So keeping it short and sweet is key? Exactly. On the flip side, Flux achieves around 87% accuracy with just 10 to 20 words. Less really is more in this case. That reminds me of my own experience. When I first tried these tools, I was typing out these elaborate prompts and just getting bizarre results. It was frustrating. I know the feeling. Simplifying your prompts can work wonders. For instance, a straightforward request like "photo of a man" can yield much better results. Flux really seems to get what you're looking for. That's such a game changer. So, what's next on our list of common pitfalls to avoid? Let's chat about the Discord workflow. While Discord is great for chatting, it's not the most effective for professional design. You end up scrolling through endless feeds trying to find your generated image, and it's such a time waster. Totally get that. It must be so disruptive when you're trying to focus and suddenly have to sift through all that noise. Exactly. Around 67% of users report feeling frustrated with that setup, which adds to the Midjourney V7 versus Flux discussion. So if Midjourney V7 is like going to art school, what does that mean for how it handles things like lighting and composition? Great observation. Midjourney V7 really excels in aesthetics, scoring 1Len1138 out of 1200 in composition coherence based on recent benchmarks. It focuses on making things visually appealing, even if it means ignoring some parts of your prompt. That's impressive. But what about text rendering? I've heard that can be a pain point. It can be. Midjourney V7 scores around 88% on typography benchmarks, but it still has its quirks. In contrast, Flux nails it with about 94% accuracy. If you need clear text, Flux is definitely the way to go. Nobody wants to waste time fixing text in Photoshop, right? It just adds extra work. Exactly. Embracing flexibility is crucial in 2026. A hybrid workflow is becoming the norm, using one tool for text composition and another for upscaling and details. So you're saying we shouldn't limit ourselves to just one tool? That's right. For example, you could start with Ideog for perfect text and then bring that into Flux for refining details. It's the best of both worlds. That makes so much sense. And I bet it helps reduce distortion rates too. Abs, remember, use the right tool for the job. You wouldn't put tractor tires on a sedan, right? Yeah, definitely not. So to wrap up, what are the main takeaways for our listeners? You've got Midjourney, V7 for beautiful artistic outputs and Flux for precision and text clarity. Use them together to avoid common mistakes and create art that truly reflects your vision. And let's not forget that the AI image generation market is booming. With Midjourney's paid subscribers growing significantly, it's clear these tools aren't going anywhere. Exactly. So make the most of these innovations and elevate your creative game. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.